and welcome to the Everyday Incredible Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Kitchen. I want to help you find your balance, find your passion, and learn to make every day incredible. On today's audio blog, we're going to be talking about the happiest man alive and how to be happy. Are you happy? I mean, really happy? What thoughts or situations stand in the way of you being happy more often? About a year or so ago, I came across an article about a Tibetan Buddhist monk named Matthieu Ricard. After taking part in a 12-year brain study that focused on meditation and compassion, Mr. Ricard has been referred to as the world's happiest man. Mr. Ricard's primary advice is to stop thinking only about yourself. He says the key to happiness is altruism. The reason he gives is that, and I quote, "Thinking about yourself and how to make things better for yourself all the time is exhausting and stressful, and it ultimately leads to unhappiness," end quote. It makes sense to me. Basically, your goal is to not be selfish. As human individuals, it is in our nature to be selfish. We see the world around us from our own unique, limited perspective, and unless we make a conscious effort to try to see things from another person's point of view and try to put the needs of others first, we will continue to be selfish. Scripture talks a great deal about being more like Christ and about how to have a healthy relationship with God. Scripture says that God is love, 1 John 4:8, and it also says, among many other qualities, that love is not self-seeking, 1 Corinthians 13, 4-8. If we are striving to be more Christ-like, we need to be more focused on not being so self-involved. It was when I realized that sin is basically being selfish, or putting selfish wants before God's desire, that I had a more clear picture of a healthy relationship with God and what sin actually means. In fact, the first book I wrote was on this very topic, how love isn't selfish, and what we can learn about God's love through human relationships. Going back to the advice from Mr. Ricard, he suggests to train your mind as if you're training for running a marathon. As a therapist, I completely agree. I frequently reference Philippians 4:8 because it backs up the premise of so much of what I discuss in therapy sessions. Where we choose to focus our thinking determines our emotions and behavior as well. We've talked in previous posts about changing the channel from sinking thinking and choosing to focus on truth and what is more helpful and healthy. That takes practice, as would training for a marathon. Mr. Ricard does this through meditation. One specific thing he says to do is to spend 15 continuous minutes each day thinking happy thoughts. Make positive thinking, specifically thinking about helping others and being compassionate, a habit. To create thinking habits, take the same approach you would to change other habits too. Increase awareness of the habit, make efforts to stop and replace the habit as soon as you catch it, even if it's after the fact, and keep practicing. For more ideas on changing your thinking habits, revisit the post, 6 Barriers to Wellness and How to Overcome Them. Be sure to visit our Everyday Incredible Ladies Facebook group to share your ideas on making altruistic thinking a habit. I look forward to hearing your ideas. As a reminder, Philippians 4:8 says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things." Please know that the information provided by Everyday Incredible is not intended to replace individual mental health treatment. If you're not currently working with a mental health professional counselor, we encourage you to find one that is a good fit for you.